Friends to Podcast Evolved, part of Evolved, your home for Halo. Podcast Evolved hosts original lore series and recaps and monthly Halo news. Our current lore series, which is what you're listening to literally right now, the thing that's going into your ear holes, is Infinite Impressions, where we are talking about the weapons of Halo Infinite. I am Krista, and today I have a new guy. It's just me and him. Hey.
Hey. I'm pretty good. It's a Florida man day.
It's Florida day, yes. Expect chaos. How hot is it where you are?
I don't know. It's raining currently right now, so I wouldn't say it's hot, but it's definitely muggy.
It's cloudy right now. I still go outside and literally want to die. So, you know, it's Florida.
Another day in Florida.
So, before we get started, if you're new to the show, welcome. Evolved is a host to a variety of shows. This podcast right here is Podcast Evolved. You can check out our previous lore series, The Road to Halo Infinite and Character Dossiers, on our website. Evolve also hosts the shows Mission Debrief, Builds with Blocks, Halo TV Plus, Halo Gear Guide, Halo Book Club, and Halo Headlines. That's a lot more shows than when I started out here, that's for sure. And Evolved also partners with HCS Pro Talk, which is our competitive Halo podcast hosted by Josh and Will, and they discuss the latest stuff going on in competitive Halo and esports, because, you know, the rest of us aren't very good at that. So we read the books, we don't play multiplayer. So if you want to hear from people who actually know what's going on in the Halo meta, go ahead and listen to them, HCS Pro Talk. You can learn more about each of our shows on our website, which is evolvedhalo.com. If you're already a fan of the show, we ask you rate us and leave a review. We greatly appreciate all feedback we receive from our listeners to improve the quality of our shows. We'd like to take a moment to thank all of our patrons for their continued support. Your contributions allow us to continue making new content like this every week. Thank you! Thank you for giving us money!
Yes, thank you for giving us money to continue to record.
Yeah, and do things. It's great. We love you guys. If you are not subscribed, our patrons receive a variety of exclusive rewards, such as early episodes, unique swag, access to our podcast soundtrack, and more. You can head over to patreon.com/haloevolved to learn more. And finally, the last thing I'm going to talk about, I promise. We encourage our listeners to support Audible, where they can enjoy the growing collection of Halo novels all in one place, along with thousands of other novels, guided wellness programs, and more. I hear from a little birdie called a pelican that there's a new Halo book out, so that might be a good place. If you don't like reading words and you like listening to stuff, you are obviously like listening to stuff because you're listening to me. You can go ahead and use the URL audibletrial.com/halo/podcastevolved, audibletrial.com/podcastevolved, to learn more and start your free trial today.
Did that pelican crash land into your house at all?
Fantastic. Yep, pretty much. I like how they added pelicans to the Microsoft Flight Simulator, so you can just crash them wherever you want.
It flies like a brick, too.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's... It's canon correct.
It's canon quality. And I was talking to Aaron about this. It looks absolutely massive. I landed it next to my house. And, like, you don't realize how... It is the size of a home.
I mean, it has, like, a home inside of it, so...
That's accurate.
So, yeah, you definitely know that it's going to cause some devastation when it crashes. It just gives us a great... point of reference when it comes to crashing the Pelican, so we really appreciate them putting that in a fleet simulator.
Absolutely.
For us. All right, so last week on Zeta Halo, have you done anything in Halo in the past week?
Not necessarily. My computer is literally had a meltdown in the past week, and I think it was because of my Windows got corrupted, and so it started last week with Star Citizen stopped working, and then Master Chief Collection stopped working, and then it was Battlefield and War Thunder and Halo Infinite, and like every single game just stopped working. So I spent the last 2 days reformatting my entire computer, reinstalling Windows, and so everything's working now at the moment.
But you it was a lot of tears along the way.
It was a lot of tears, a lot of ripping my hair out, and but I've tried all those games and they have launched. So we'll see how long this lasts for. PC gaming at its finest.
Yep. You get a lot more control over your system, but at the same time you have a lot more control of your system, which means you have to fucking fix the problems by yourself. It's great. Yeah, I just actually sat down and dusted my system because it was so fucking dusty. Holy shit.
It was fine until I started upgrading it. You know, it's like everything in life. You know, you get it nice and it works out of the box. And then the second you start tinkering with it, it goes up in flames and stops working.
Every time a program wants to update, I'm like,
Do I really want to do this? Especially when Windows is involved.
Oh, hell yeah. Yep, they'll break everything. I was going into the BIOS the other day, and every time I go into the BIOS, I just have a little panic attack, because I wanted to change the fan curve. I'm like, God, Jesus, I know I'm gonna fuck something up in the fucking BIOS.
You're doing more than I'm willing to even consider.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't want the fans to turn on until, like, a certain point. I'm still trying to tinker with it so that the fans aren't too crazy, but at the same time I do run all of my games on like ultra settings, so the fans get pretty crazy because so I run
essentially
everything
need
on
to
ultra
run
settings.
At all times.
Once the thermal paste starts melting off the PC, that's when the fans usually turn on, so I think that's pretty good.
I actually just had a buddy who just built a PC and he didn't realize how much thermal paste or how little thermal paste he had to put on, and he just globbed that shit on.
No.
And he's like, my PC isn't working very well. All these games aren't working very well. And we're all like, how much thermal paste did you put on? He's like, oh, I put on like a big glob, and it's like
he got one of those like syringes and just put the entire syringe.
The whole thing, and it's like oozing off the side of his like
onto the motherboard.
On the motherboard. Oh, and we're like, dude, no. You can't do this. You can't. He's like, you just got to clean it off and get a new thing of thermal paste. And it's like a pea-sized drop. No much more than that.
I just do like a little X. I do an X. That's what I like. There's a guy on TikTok. We're like totally off topic, but I'm hosting the show and this happens every time I host the show. But there's a guy on TikTok who just like puts random stuff in like as thermal paste. He's like, oh, let's see what happens if we put Nutella as thermal paste. It's amazing.
I think I saw it on TikTok where he like put the thermal paste on and he's using like a hammer to put the RAM chips in. And he's like duct taping the, and obviously it's an old motherboard and an old system.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
it's just one of those guys that builds a lot of PCs, so has a bunch of extra parts, but it's so fucking hilarious.
I have to go and find some more of those videos.
I saw a guy who built PCs, and so for like where he hung up the keys, he had a motherboard on the wall, and then he had RAM sticks attached to his keys, and when you put your keys back, you put the RAM in the motherboard. I was like, oh my god.
That is almost, oh yeah, honey, I'm home, you know, let me put my RAM sticks back into my computer.
It was amazing. I mean, it was just like a motherboard on the wall that wasn't being used, but I mean, to attach it to the wall, you put the RAM in, which is fantastic. Last week on Zeta Halo, we were working on our PCs. Because being a PC gamer is work. Y'all console gamers have it so easy. It just fucking turns on.
It's just things work.
We slave for our ultra settings, okay? It takes time.
But at the same time, we can do things like play games with mods and play other games with mods. And also, like, I can play games like there's a Pokemon MMO that I can download the ROMs that you cannot get on console. Like,
there's so much freedom. We can just do whatever the fuck we want. It's great. Okay, I guess let's go to the topic of the show, which is weapons. So before we tackle that, last time we discussed Halo Infinite Season 2's mid-season review, the new maps, the new game modes, the new cosmetics, and the co-op flight. I don't know about you, but fuck, I haven't touched Halo Infinite multiplayer in a long fucking time.
Aaron and I actually played the co-op together, and that's kind of, we did that. But I've actually completed the Season 2 Battle Pass.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, I did it within the first month and a half. And it was really easy if you know how to, like, cheap the system out. Like, you just literally put on the boost, and you go through the weekly challenge. And I was at, like, level 20 by, like, the first week. So, yeah, you play, like, an hour a day, and it's really easy to breeze through. It's those double XPs that make it easier.
Oh, 100%. And they give you so many during the battle pass, usually. I haven't even looked at the new one. I probably should, because we run a Halo podcast.
but it's not a multiplayer podcast. So until they put DLC, you're not exclusively required to do so. That's why we have the HGS Pro Talk guys.
I know, we make them do stuff. Oh, did you know it's National Sandwich Month? That's what my computer's telling me right now. It thinks it's very important, so.
I am going to make a fluffer nutter sandwich after this, which is peanut butter and marshmallow fluff.
Oh my god.
It sounds like a heart attack in a bun, and I am excited to make it. It's going to be my first one. I've never tried it, but it's been recommended to me, so.
It's very American. The most American of sandwiches. Okay, so we are going to be discussing Halo Infinite Weapons, and I know you have kind of gone through and kind of picked equivalents of what the weapons are going to be, so we're going to go through every weapon one by one, kind of break them down, talk about them just a little bit when it comes to playing the game, because we play games sometimes. Do you want to go through?
Yes, I can start this off. So I have sorted all of these based on their weapon types. So we've got kinetic, hard light, plasma, shock, and power weapons. So some of these are very easy because, like, the battle rifle, we can start out with the older iterations are the battle rifle. And some of them are a little tougher, and we kind of put our own interpretations on them. So other than that, so yeah, we'll get started. First, we have the battle rifle. I feel like this is a battle rifle from every other game. I haven't really... It's more like the Battlefield 3 Battle Rifle than, or Halo 3 Battlefield Battle Rifle. Wow, I can't even speak today. Then
what game are we talking about?
I was playing 2042 yesterday, so I'm probably a little in that mindset. But compared to like the Halo 4 or Halo 5 Battle Rifle, it is definitely more along the original Halo Battle Rifle.
It's definitely just a true to form Battle Rifle. It's something that's very familiar and comfortable to any Halo fan, and probably new fans as well. It's just a great all-around rifle. I think if you pick it up, you know exactly what it's going to do and how it's going to handle.
Yes, you know you're getting a three-shot burst.
Yeah, I use it so much. I fucking love the battle rifle.
So yeah, that's the first one. That's an easy one. Next, we have the Bulldog. And that one is replacing the M45 or the M90 shotgun. And I wouldn't call it a replacement because...
It's different.
It's different, but it is a shotgun in the game, and it's kind of sucks compared to those two shotguns.
It's definitely not like the CE shotgun where you can kill someone across the entire map with it. The thing has crazy range for a fucking shotgun.
Oh, absolutely. And it's also, you're not like, you can't be prepared to use it against a dude with a sword. Like with the other shotguns, I'm like, okay, it's like, try me, sword bitch. I will end you right now. But this one's like, nah. No, the sword guy, you can just kill me. Like, no big deal.
It's kind of a nerfed shotgun, really.
I don't like it.
Way more close range. I don't mind it, but it definitely doesn't have as much uses as the other shotguns. The other shotguns can be used in a lot of different ways. This one's kind of like, there are grunts in my way, so I'm just going to use the Bulldog to get him out of my way.
What would you use in an infection game mode? Like... If you don't have the M45 or the M90, like, what do you use?
I don't know. I mean, like, I guess it would be the Bulldog, but it doesn't work the same as the regular shotgun. I mean, the infection form is going to have to be so fucking close to you.
That's going to be a sweaty event. Maybe when they do introduce an actual infection mode, they actually bring one of the older shotguns back in game. And it's like, here's your infection mode and here's your shotgun that you guys wanted.
I mean, they're already kind of doing the Halo 5 thing with those, like, special editions of all of the different weapons throughout the campaign. So maybe that will be a thing where they start bringing back some of the old weapons and start making, like, some of the fancy crazy stuff that was going on in Halo 5 that was just so brilliant and amazing, and I loved it. Like, Fiesta in Halo 5 was the fucking best.
Oh my gosh, it was so freaking good. It was, and I didn't even play much of Halo 5, but I know all about the Halo 5 Fiesta. It is legendary.
So hopefully they do something like that. I mean, they can easily bring back older weapons and just the multiplayer and keep it out of the campaign if they really want to.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So, okay. So next we got the Hydra, which is a relatively recent addition to the Halo firearms. It is, Halo 5 is its first iteration, so... I don't really know much about the Hydra in Halo 5, but the Hydra in Halo Infinite is, it's kind of either a good in certain situations or it's completely awful in other situations.
It's kind of poopy. I'm not a fan.
You kind of have to be like in the open, or see your enemy has to be in the open for you to be able to even be effective with it. Because if you're in close quarters, like, you dead. You dead, son.
Yeah, so the Hydra in Halo 5 had a lot more tracking on it than this one did. It didn't have the ability to just fire them randomly and then go on a straight line and shit like that. I mean, I guess it did to an extent, but not the way Halo Infinite does it. The Hydra was just, literally, it would just fucking track people down and murder them. So, I mean, this one's definitely super nerfed. It's weird. I don't like it. I don't play with it. I mean, I only pick it up if I have to. It doesn't have as many applications as the Halo 5 one, and it's definitely not as strong as the Halo 5 one.
I can see that. It's good for, like, again, vehicles in the open. Like, if you don't have the rocket launcher, but the Hydra still kicks ass against vehicles. But other than that, you really should only use it against vehicles and not infantry.
Definitely.
So next we got the Mangler, and I, on every episode, I always get this mixed up with the Mauler, and it is not the Mauler, it is the Mangler. I guess the closest thing to this is maybe a combination between the Spike Rifle and the Mauler from Halo 3. It is a revolver-styled firearm that shoots, like, it shoots a projectile that, like, has an arc to it. So it's not like all the other guns, which are just you point and shoot. You actually have to worry about bullet drop.
I really like the Mangler. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it works really well. I think thematically it really works with just brutes and the Banished in general. And it's like super fucking OP as well. Like in multiplayer and shit like that, the Mangler kills. It's awesome. If you can get a handle on it, it's fucking great. It's like my go-to when I don't have like a battle rifle or a commando. I always have the Mangler.
Have you played it in season 2 yet?
No, did they nerf it?
Yeah, it's now you have to get one shot and two beat downs. It's not the one shot, one beat down at close range like it used to be. It got nerfed a little.
What does 343 take away? All my hopes and dreams.
All of them. it was great. It was a great little, and I mean, it's got those two giant blades on the bottom. Like, it obviously should one shot kill somebody after their armor is down. Like, I can imagine just that going into somebody's like neck or.
I'm guessing it's a competitive thing because I know that's one of the reasons why I picked it up, because I was watching one of the first esports tournament with Halo Infinite. They were all using the fucking Mangler. I'm like, why are they all using the fucking Mangler? And then I was watching, I'm like, oh, that's why they're all using the
fucking Mangler. A lot of competitive people said it was too overpowered, so they nerfed it.
Ruin it for everyone.
Ruin everyone's fun. So, okay. So next we have the most iconic, probably, weapon in Halo is the Assault Rifle. Probably the best assault rifle out of any Halo game, at least compared to like against other weapons, because usually it's just like a pea shooter that you kind of throw out for the battle rifle. But what's the guy's name on YouTube? Faven, he made like a whole video on how literally the assault rifle is like the best weapon in the game.
Outside of like Halo CE with that assault rifle that had like 10,000 bullets per clip, I haven't really played with the assault rifle just because afterwards, like, Halo 2 had the SMG, Halo 3 had this bastard assault rifle that was just terrible, so I'm not an assault rifle person, really, so I don't play with it too much. You know, I pick it up when I have to, but it's just, it's not my jam.
Okay, that's fair, because yeah, I know you're a battle rifle and sniper rifle kind of girl, so.
Yeah, I'm a headshot person.
But yeah, he made this whole video, it's like, if you're playing Halo Infinite with it, you literally, if you're against someone with a battle rifle, just get in close and you can beat them. If you're someone with against a shotgun or a short range weapon, you back up a little bit and you can out DPS them. But obviously it's not as good as, you know, the rocket launcher or the cinder shot or anything like that. But against other standard weapons, it's probably one of the better guns out there. And I really like the look of it, to be honest. It's one of my favorite. It's got that Reach style look, and some of the Reach weapons are probably some of my favorite looks in the game.
Oh, 100%. Reach is such a fucking gem. I still love Reach so much.
My favorite, even the cutscene, the whole Winter Contingency cutscene, and when they fight the Elite in the beginning, is like my favorite cutscene in that game. So next we've got the Sidekick, which is probably takes from any handgun ever in any Halo game. and they are all different.
Yep. Strangely so. I mean, I think the sidekick's good. I think it's very similar to, like, the Halo 5 one, where it's a useful gun. You're not gonna, like, use it all the time, but I don't think it's terrible, like, maybe the Halo 3
sidearm. Oh my gosh, that one was the worst. And, like, it, like, hardly fire. It was like, boom, boom. But it didn't do any damage. Like, maybe if it was the damage of, like, Halo CE's pistol, and it had that sort of a fire rate, like, I'd be like, okay, this is understandable. But no, that thing was absolute trash.
Halo blew its load with the Halo CE pistol. No other pistol will ever live up to that.
They blew their load too quickly.
Way too quickly.
But, you know, the sidekick's great. When you play it, like, in the SWAT modes, I think it's actually a good little pistol because everyone, like, spams it. And if you just sit there and, like, actually aim and shoot them, like, you headshots, like, all day and night.
What? You're supposed to aim SWAT?
I know, but people just, like, they freak out and they start spamming. It's the same reason with the commando, is people just spam the commando. And if I sit there and, like, wait, and then I shoot them, it's like, oh, well, they wasted all that ammo for nothing.
Yep.
So that's the sidekick. So then I guess we can go into the commando now, which I didn't really see any, like, iterations of this previously, but Christy, you had mentioned maybe, like, the SAW and the DMR.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a mix of them. It definitely doesn't have the power of the SAW, but it has precision just like the DMR does. It's just you can fire a bunch of bullets at once instead of just one at a time like the DMR.
Yeah, I can see that. It's definitely a harder weapon to use because it has a lot of kick to it. If you're not careful, your bullets will go, again, absolutely everywhere if you're not using it correctly. But it's also one I got really good with on SWAT, just, you know, being able to get a good first headshot off.
So did I, that, and just the campaign. Like, I don't hold down the trigger, well, or the mouse button when I play with the commando. I just click kind of like how you would use a DMR, because the precision's really good. You just have to actually aim and do it, and I think having it as automatic kind of will default people to just holding down the trigger on it.
It's because they're probably just so used to the assault rifle, to be honest. Like, you just hold the trigger down with the assault rifle, and it mostly does the job.
But ever since I played the beta, I really, really like the commando. I think it's my favorite new weapon of the game, and it's definitely, like, a go-to. That and the battle rifle. I will play all day with that and the battle rifle. It's fantastic.
Very good choices. So next we've got, those are all actually the kinetic weapons. So we are going to move on to the hard light weapons. And we only have two. So we've got the heat wave, which, I really couldn't find anything. The closest thing I could think of was the scatter shot from Halo 4 and 5, because those rounds kind of bounce all over the place, and that was probably the closest thing, but it's a little bit more line-focused than...
It's the gun from Dead Space.
That is a better... That is absolutely accurate.
It's just the gun from Dead Space.
But it bounces. The gun, the little pistol from Dead Space does not bounce.
It's true. It's like a mining laser or something in Dead Space. Something like that.
Oh, and I don't want to go off topic, but there is a Dead Space remake coming out, and I am so ready for it.
I think it's like in January it's coming out. Oh, shit. Did you play Dead Space 3? Because I just cannot. I've gotten through, like, the first couple missions. I'm just like, this isn't it. 1 and 2 are just so good.
That's what they did with Mass Effect. It's like, oh, EA is putting their stamp on it.
Why'd you do this to my boy? But yeah, every time I pick up the heat wave, I'm just like, oh yes, the gun from Dead Space, perfect.
That is an accurate... Yeah, so they didn't get it from Halo, they got it from Dead Space.
And it's great. I would love to use it against the Flood. It makes sense. It's super cool. I love the 2 firing rates. It's an awesome gun. I really like it.
I'm not very good with it. I like it, but I can never... Like, there's always that one dude that knows how to use it and just yeets me off the map really quickly, and I try it, and I'm like, I can't even...
How do gun work?
Exactly. So that's the heat wave. So the only other hard light one is the Sentinel Beam, which is...
It's like the most broken gun in the game.
Really? You think it's broken?
Oh, it fucking tears through people. It's crazy. Every time I'm in a campaign, I'll pick up a Sentinel Beam and just beam the shit out of everyone.
Okay, I will say, using the upgraded Sentinel Beam in a Razorback is just death by laser.
Laser? That's amazing. That's such a good idea. I should try that. Yeah, I really like the Sentinel Beam. It's super satisfying. I like the way they, like, melt after you finish fucking zapping them with it.
Which makes sense because it's, you know, Forerunner weapons require people to, like, they need to melt the Flood, you know?
Yeah, I like it. It's definitely, you know, I think the Sentinel Beam had a really bad rap, especially from, like, Halo 3. I love Halo 3, but Halo 3 has the, like, worst versions of some of the weapons.
Absolutely. It's got some really random weapons that are like, why is this even a thing? Like, it's so pointless.
There's a lot of throwaway weapons. I love Halo 3, though. I think the weapons that are good in Halo 3 are fantastic, and the weapons that are not good in Halo 3 are garbage, and the Sentinel Beam is one of them.
I would say, yeah, it is garbage. It's like they took, oh, we made all these great guns. They're all nice and balanced, but we need more guns, so let's just throw in a bunch of, like, useless guns and just call it a day.
Yeah, yeah. This one's great. This one's, like, the Sentinel Beam at its best. I think it's how a Sentinel Beam should work. From reading all of the Halo books and stuff, like, the Sentinels are scary and super dangerous, and they do all this crazy shit, and then in the games they're kind of lame, so I think this brings more of the kind of extended lore into the games.
I would agree with that, especially playing on Legendary, like, those Sentinels in Halo Infinite's campaign, just, like, they're just, no, you're dead.
They're scary.
Absolutely scary. So, okay. So that's the hard light ones. Then we got our usual plasma ones. And we will start with the Needler. And I actually think this is one of the better Needlers. It probably compares with the Halo 3 Needler, I think. They went back to the old school Halo Needler, where it's not dual wielded. It just kind of owns people in the open.
It's definitely, I always think the Needler should kind of waver between a basic weapon and a power weapon, and I think this one does a very good job at it. If you get good at the Needler and you can get the super combined, it decimates everyone, so.
I'd say the trick is definitely you have to catch someone in the open, because if you're around corners and stuff like that, you're going to miss half your shots and you're not going to get the super combined.
No, I think it works well on bosses too, because a lot of the boss areas, the bosses are way out in the middle of the room, so all you really need to do is shoot in their general direction. You can get a couple super combines on them. It works pretty well. I think the Needler's just the Needler. I think they did a good job, and I'm glad they keep the Needler in the games, because it's one of the most iconic weapons in Halo, and I love it. I love the look of it. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. It is probably one of the more science fiction-y guns in the game.
Ever since Halo 1, it's just got this look to it. It's so alien. It's awesome.
You can't replace it. Can't replace it. So, okay. So next we've got, and this is probably the worst iteration of this weapon, is the plasma pistol.
Just because of the EMP.
Oh, they got rid of it.
I mean, I understand why they did it. It makes playing Halo on higher difficulties more difficult, because now you have to have a separate gun for stopping shields and a separate gun for stopping vehicles. But I get why they did it. I think the shock rifle is great. The shock rifle and the disruptor are great. I think they're good additions. It definitely takes a little bit of the shine off plasma pistol, but I mean, the plasma pistol's pretty fucking broken on legendary runs. Like, that's what everyone runs with. I think that might be why they did that.
Halo Infinite is still broken?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't also do the vehicles as well, which made it such a good weapon doing legendary runs, because you could just fucking, you take the shields down and you EMP everything. It's just, you have to have a plasma pistol. And now you kind of have to juggle between that and the shock variants of weapons.
I've never been, like, I never did lasso runs, but even on legendary runs, I really never used. I wasn't a plasma pistol guy in general. No, I don't know. And I know how useful it is. I just never, like, bothered to try to use it.
Oh, once you do, you'll never go back. So if you're not in the habit, it's probably a good thing. But, you know, I've run every Halo game legendary solo, and that's always my go-to. I always have a headshot weapon and a plasma pistol. And when I don't have the plasma pistol, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, what? How do not plasma pistol on legendary?
I never did it alone. I always did it with friends. So that's probably why.
Okay, that's the difference, yeah.
So, okay, so next up we've got the Pulse Carbine, which I feel like is a mix between the Plasma Rifle, the Plasma Repeater, and the Storm Rifle. It's kind of like a weird hybrid of everything.
Yeah, it's just okay. I've never been, like, a plasma rifle fan to begin with, so them just kind of putting another gun that fits that mold in there just doesn't do much for me. It's just like, okay, whatever.
The plasma rifle, did you know in Halo 1, it had, like, a knockback effect?
Yeah.
And they, well, obviously they took it out after Halo 1, but that was, I thought that was a super cool thing that they added into it. But, I mean, this game's, they've got tracking. It's like tracking plasma in this.
Which is cool. I mean, for me as a player, I don't pick it up unless I have to. I don't find it, like, the most useful for my playstyle. And it just, so it's just, like, the gun people use against me is kind of what it boils down to.
They actually buffed it a little bit. I know it was absolute dog shit in Season 1. And they same with Ravender, they buffed both of those a little bit. So they are not as hot garbage as we would think they are. So that's an easy one. Next, again, now we have the Ravager. And so again, I had trouble with this one finding a comparison or, you know, previous iteration. And I initially thought maybe the flamethrower because of the area of effect damage that it does when you charge up. But you, Krista, you said the concussion rifle from Halo Reach.
Yeah, it doesn't have quite the arc that the Ravager has, but it kind of does have like a kind of explosive bullet kind of feel to it. The Ravager is definitely just a new weapon that the Banished have, which is super cool. At first, I thought the Ravager was hot garbage, but then I actually used it in campaign, and it's a completely different gun in campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you charge it up, you put the AoE on the ground. It's fucking awesome. I use it against hunters all the time. It's fantastic.
Really? Against the hunters?
Yes, because they just burn to death. It's great. It's one of those, like, they balanced it weird between the campaign and the multiplayer. It's one of those guns that's completely different between the two. So if you do not like the Ravager in multiplayer, next time you go onto Zeta Halo and you play the campaign, try it out. It's a completely different gun. It works very, very well. Even the AoE. Which, I think the AoE makes this gun really unique and interesting because it has, you know, Halo's always been playing with, like, the two kinds of firing modes. Kind of like the light rifle where it's like a one hit when you're zoomed in and a three burst when you're zoomed out. So I think it's cool. I think having those two modes is pretty cool.
Makes it a little interesting.
And if they buffed it a little more, it would add something interesting to multiplayer where you can create some map denial where you just make an area inaccessible because if you walk into it, you're going to get damaged. I mean, if they've changed it in Season 2, I don't know yet.
It's a little better. It's still kind of not very good multiplayer, but it's a little better. So okay. So next we have the Stalker rifle, which is essentially the Banished version of the Covenant carbine,
or the beam rifle.
I was thinking maybe the beam rifle, but it doesn't have the punch.
It definitely doesn't have the punch, but it definitely stands in for the sniper, but still has the utility of the carbine. It's one of those weird things where it feels very different whether you're zoomed in or just firing from the hip with it.
I am not good with this gun at all. Like, I am hot garbage with it. Like, I can do the battle rifle, I can do the commando, but, like, whenever I do SWAT with this gun, it's like, well, put me down for 0 kills and, like, 12 deaths. Like, I'm useless.
All right, guys, I'm a hot piece of garbage. You guys have to carry the team. Thank you. I really like it. I remember when I was playing the beta and I got killed by one and I was like, what the fuck was that? And I spent the rest of that match trying to find the fucking red laser gun that killed me. I'm like, I need to try that gun out. That's fantastic. A lot of the beta was getting the Stalker rifle as much as possible. I think it's really cool. I think it works. I think it's interesting. I think having, you know, sniper jackals is, you know, a necessary evil. I know we all have those horror stories from Halo 2.
Except for that one guy who did it all without dying. Like, he doesn't have horror stories.
Fuck that guy. I mean, he didn't like break down crying once he finished or something like that?
No, but his family came in and was like super happy for him. And
well, he won like, what, 20K?
Yeah, he won like $20,000. I'd be super happy if my spouse won $20,000 from playing Halo.
Yeah, like, hell yeah, man. That's crazy. So
so now we have a new, this is a new weapon type in the Halo universe. It is the shock type. So we've got the Disruptor, which is the little pistol, and I think its only use is to take out vehicles, essentially. Like,
it does damage over time, which, if you can get that, is good. It always fucking fucks with me every time I play, when those stupid grunts will... they'll all gang up on me with the disruptor, and then I'll die from hiding behind a corner.
Grunts in Halo Infinite on Lasso are so much more terrifying than the than the brutes or the jackals, because of the disruptor pistol, because it drains your shields and it's like, oh, they're gonna shoot me like twice. And so with a lot of the other weapons, they're not hit scan, but the freaking disruptor pistol is a hit scan, so it's not like I can dodge really the rounds. It's like, well, you're just gonna hit me and I'm just gonna have to deal with it.
It's definitely one of those guns that you have to either learn to use it, but when it's used against you, it's such a headache. It's a huge headache.
I'm not a huge fan of how they implemented them with vehicles, because like, I feel like when you play Capture the Flag, it's literally just like you run into their base and you just get disrupted, or you get hit with a shock rifle and you're like, well, I guess we're shit out of luck now, you know? And it doesn't, it feels like it's so much harder to use the vehicles, like to capture a flag or to get one of the cores and stuff for some of the other game modes.
Yeah, and I think people have kind of figured that out, that the shock weapons are super OP. So now in big team battle, everyone fucking has one. So good luck getting in a vehicle and doing anything.
Absolutely. So I guess that leads us into the shock rifle. And this is the quasi sniper rifle that also takes out vehicles.
It's so satisfying to get a headshot with shock rifles. It's super satisfying.
It absolutely is. But on the other hand, it is incredibly frustrating when you're like running and just someone just domes you with it. And you're like, well...
fuck me.
Yeah, fuck me. Like, so, but when they hit the vehicle, it's like, oh, well, I guess I can't do anything anymore. I have to sit here and wait for my inevitable death.
It's definitely one of the more interesting weapons that they added. It takes a little bit to get used to. I think it's really cool, though. I like the way they're going with shock. So the shock rifle is almost like a hidden gem. Like, once you get used to it, it's such a cool weapon.
I would agree. It is a cool looking weapon too, with all the like the electricity coming out of the front of it, and it is definitely a banished style. With the disruptor, I think the disruptor is a Forerunner gun, or it looks more like a Forerunner gun. But the shock rifle is definitely that banished, just threw everything together and made it work sort of a look.
Yeah, which I love. I love that aesthetic.
All right. So last we have power weapons. And so these are all our big hitters that you usually don't find. You usually don't start with. So we'll start with the Cinder Shot. And so this is kind of like a brute shot that has that grenade launcher from Halo Reach kind of a vibe, where it can bounce off things. And like, this is actually one of my favorite new introductions into the series. And I have learned to use this gun, and I fucking destroy people with this gun.
It's great. I love it. It's a Forerunner weapon, right?
It is a Forerunner weapon.
It's great. I love it. I think it's cool. I like how they, just in the Forerunner general, weapons in general, I like how they've kind of moved back to the silver aesthetic for Forerunners instead of the Promethean aesthetic. I'm not sure if you ever watched Halo Legends.
I did.
So you know the weapons in Halo Legends that the Forerunners have that looked super fucking cool. This is kind of what they're going for with these, I think. And I like it a lot better than the Promethean stuff.
I would agree. I would agree, definitely. They've got, like, especially when it reloads, like, you see the energy, like, building up in it and stuff like that. Like, that is totally not anything that Covenant or humans have. Like, it is totally different. But yeah, it's awesome. Like, at first I was like, man, this thing sucks. How the hell do you use this? And you literally have to bounce it off the ground. And, like, I can two-shot most people with it. And a lot of people who pick it up, like, don't know how to use it very well. And they have a tracking mode. And I never use that tracking mode. I think that is kind of useless. I use it as a close quarters, like, two-shot kill somebody.
It's super cool. I think it's fun.
All right. So next we have the energy sword, which is like the classic energy sword. I don't have... It feels like the standard energy sword. It doesn't have the range, I think, of Halo 2.
Nothing has the range of Halo 2. Oh my god.
But I think it works as a standard energy sword. It works. It fits the bill.
I don't think it, it doesn't do anything crazy or innovative with it. It definitely is like, if it's not broke, don't fix it, energy sword. And that's fine, and I like it.
Easy one to to do that for. But the next one, the Gravity Hammer, that is the one that they changed completely. It's not the Gravity Hammer of old.
Of old. It wasn't like the bungee guard at the old office with the Gravity Hammer.
No, it swings slower. It doesn't really have the gravity effects that it used to have. But it's got range. It's got so much more range than the old Gravity Hammer does.
I like the feel of it a lot more. I feel like some of the old iterations of the Gravity Hammer felt very light when you were swinging it around. And this one has a really nice weight.
Yeah,
because
he's got like a swing. He pre-swings it and like he winds it up essentially.
Yeah, it takes a couple seconds to get it going. And I think that's way more appropriate for what the Gravity Hammer is canonically. And I think once you get used to, like, you have to kind of, like, wait for the hammer to drop in a sense. Like, it takes a couple seconds from you pulling the trigger to the damage being dealt. I think that makes, once you kind of adjust to that, I think it's fine. It's great.
My only thought is I just wish they had more gravity effects to it. Like, you know, the old Gravity Hammer would, like, fling you away or would fling a vehicle away and stuff like that. And the game mode, and that's how, like, you played Griffball, like, because you could fling people back. And so my thought is maybe they add more gravity effects to it and like you get flown back a little bit. Maybe not as much as previously, but just more effect.
Just a little bit, yeah.
So we got the M41 Spanker, which is the infamous Halo rocket launcher. And that one doesn't have lock on, but that one's had like the energy sword. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it kind of has the lock-on for the phantoms and stuff a little bit.
A little bit, but there is the one in campaign that actually is a lock-on.
Oh, yeah. The thing about it is, like, having a lock-on spanker where you can lock on to literally everything is super OP and just does not work when you're trying to have a balanced game.
No, definitely not. Actually, speaking of the rocket launcher, did you see the guys who made a real-life spanker?
Yes, I did. It was on like Facebook or something. Oh my god.
And I watched the whole video on YouTube because there's an extended video and they're just driving around shooting it. And the coolest thing was when the turret rotates or the round rotates, it makes the like Halo sound with the gears and stuff like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need one of these. It was so good. I would love to have one of those. All right, so we have the S7 Sniper Rifle, which I feel like this is a broken record here. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Standard Halo Sniper Rifle with 4 shots.
It's definitely not the Reach Sniper Rifle, which was just kind of nuts. You could down a Banshee in like 3 shots with the Reach Sniper Rifle, but this one's definitely just the standard Halo Sniper Rifle, I mean.
Yeah, so one thought I have to ask you is Halo Infinite added Scope Glint to some of these weapons. So I got to ask you your thoughts on Scope Glint as a sniper of your own.
I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. It's never really bugged me or made me go, wow, at all. It's just kind of there. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it, too.
You know, I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'm just kind of neutral about it.
That's fair. Okay, so, and our last power weapon. So we have, last but not least, the Skewer. This is probably second on my list of new weapons, and this is banished 100%. You're literally shooting a giant rod of metal through somebody, and especially when it hits another Spartan, ooh, it's a fun time.
It's great. I love the Skewer. It's fantastic. Again, I remember in beta when I picked this up and you couldn't use it against vehicles yet, but I'm like, oh my god, hitting a warthog with this is going to be crazy, and it is.
And it flings warthogs, like it makes them move. I've seen them go across, like fall off a map because it was hit by a Skewer.
The only thing I wish they had with the Skewer is a bit more of the collision and stuff with it, where you could pin a body to the wall.
What do you mean by that? Because I already see it do that plenty.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen, it sticks out of people's, I think maybe if you're close to a wall, but you think it should like throw the guy back into like the nearest wall, essentially.
I want to like stick people to the ceiling.
That's fair. That would be a forge mode.
Oh, yeah. It's so nasty, though, which is just brilliant. It's a brilliant weapon. It's so good.
So that is all of the weapons from Halo Infinite. I did add here at the end either a weapon type or a missing weapon that we really haven't seen. So I'll just kind of go through all these and we can discuss them. I've got SMG type weapons, flamethrower, plasma rifle, the fuel rod cannon, and more of a Covenant sniper rifle. So are there any of these that you would prioritize putting in Halo Infinite over others?
You know, I look at all of these and I don't miss them when I play Halo Infinite, if that makes sense. Like, everything that we talked about today kind of, at least in some way, fills the empty space that these weapons left. I feel like the flamethrower only works if the Flood is around.
Okay.
I mean, it's super... It's a great weapon and it does work against Covenant and stuff like that, but I think it just shines so much more when the Flood is around, just in general. Plasma rifle's fine. I mean, SMG weapons I never really used myself anyway. I do like the fuel rod cannon, but that does feel more like a Covenant weapon than a Banished weapon.
Yeah, the skewer kind of replaces it almost as the Covenant equivalent, or at least the Covenant heavy, or the Banished heavy weapon.
And for the Covenant sniper rifle, I feel like the Stalker does an okay job of taking that spot. But I mean, the beam rifle is amazing. I do love the beam rifle.
What was the one from Halo Reach that was the...
the focus rifle? Yeah,
that was it, the focus rifle? That thing...
Oh, so fucking trash. Holy shit.
It was trash? I don't remember it that much.
Oh, it's trash. You had to, like, focus the beam on someone to take them out. And the beam was constant, so you would shoot someone across the map, but there's a constant beam just pointing people your direction. It was so useless.
We'll go with that. We'll go with useless. So yeah, so that's all of them. The only SMG I really cared for was the Halo 3 ODST SMG.
Oh yeah, 100, that one is fantastic.
But you know, plasma rifle, I just, you know, it's an iconic Halo weapon, and I feel like it needs to be in. An iconic, like, I feel like all the other iconic guns are in there, just not the plasma rifle. So that's my only real thought of why it should be in there.
You know, the plasma rifle's kind of been shafted the past couple games.
Yeah, it got brought back though in Halo 5, if I remember correctly.
Yes, as like a secondary, like, addition to the game.
That is all the weapons of Halo Infinite. Any thoughts? Any last thoughts on it?
No, I like all the new additions. I like all of these weapons are good, right? You pick up any of these and you can do stuff with them. And I feel like in previous Halo games, there's always been that one or two weapons where it's like, I will never pick this up because it's actually useless. I think all these guns are useful and, you know, are well balanced. So it's nice to be able to use all of the guns that are provided to you in the game and not feel like you can't use one because it's just not going to do anything.
Well, I would agree. They all fill a role. Or they feel some sort of purpose that they need to do something. None of them are just like, well, we just threw it in here just for the sake of throwing it in here. Hey, my only thing is the shotgun, maybe, that so that we have more like another balance to the sword. And that's maybe the only thing that, like, that would be next on my list if they put another gun in.
Yeah, so like a something to stop the sword. Because, I mean, the sword and the shotgun is such a cool dichotomy, like, which team are you on, sword or shotgun?
Which team are you on, Krista?
I love the original shotguns.
Okay, I'm team shotgun too.
Like the Halo Reach one?
Yeah, Halo Reach one's my favorite.
Hell yeah, it's so good. Yeah, the Bulldog does not fill that role. The Bulldog is just, okay, I guess this is a shotgun.
It's the little brother.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only one that is a pain point to not have kind of a counter to the sword.
So I would agree. So I guess you want to close this out.
All right. So our next Infinite impression is question mark. I'm not sure what it's going to be. So Aaron, if you want to just edit you saying what it's going to be, that'd be great. Thank you.
Do the little noise in the...
You can just like put it, the next our next Halo impressions will be, and it's Aaron's just like, we're talking about grenades.
Monetization in Halo Infinite.
But in closing, thank you so much for joining us. You can find every episode of all of our shows and series on our website, evolvedhalo.com. You can also search for their unique podcast feed if you just want to consume one of the shows. If you want to listen to everything all in one feed, follow Halo Podcast Evolved on your favorite podcast service and leave us a review. Also, another special shout out to our patrons for supporting the show and making all of this possible. Head to patreon.com/halopodcastevolved to learn more. And finally, if you want to leave us a voicemail, because you can do that, if you want to do it about this episode or a previous episode or anything Halo related, we've gotten some strange calls on our Google number. Some old lady was talking about the weather. So don't do that. But you can give us a call at 205-EVOLVED. So that's 205-386-5833. And with that, I have been your host, Krista. And until next time, evolve!
Evolved.